Croesar, welcome to Tales of Wales. This is a Throwback Thursday episode, which when we look back through the vaults of our past episodes. So if you're a first-time listener and you're up to date with the most recent ones, this is a chance to go back to our old episodes. And you can find the link to the episode in the description of this episode. I've said episode a lot there. Or if you're a long-time listener...
Also, the clips are usually put are nothing to do with the title because it's just us talking shite. But it gives you a taster of what we're talking about.
We're re-recording this because you must have been sick of the three intros we've done for ages. So no further ado, here's this week's episode.
Don't tell Amy, your partner, because I don't want her to text my partner saying congratulations, because I just gone out and bought my partner a bunch of presents, so I'm going to win when it comes to who's the most thoughtful.
She would 100% spoil that for you. She'd get in, even if I told her, don't say anything, because Franks wants to be the one, she'd be like, I have to win. I have to be the most thoughtful.
But I know I'm the most thoughtful. I've got like a double thoughtful points. I bought her stuff, she like things like mugs and stuff with bees on it, because she's from Manchester. Do you know the Manchester symbols a worker bee? She's obsessed with bees, so my whole house is just covered in bees.
It's quite like, why the other day when we saw the beehives,
yeah,
you were like, I'm a bloody loves bees. I didn't dig into it then, I just sort of took that as a statement.
What a mad thing to say when we went to go see the beehives. We didn't go see them,
they just happened to be there on our on our travels.
Also, this is our first episode since we've gained a much stronger following on social media, so this will be the first thing they hear for the new episodes. The most boring ramble
for the next review going. They're just fucking banged on about bees and shit. Rubbish.
It was really boring. I was going to mention as well, have we got anything? I'm just checking my notes. Oh, I did ask that guy if he calls anything else piss. You know that guy we mentioned last week?
Oh, yeah, the piss monkey boy. Yeah.
He calls them piss biscuits, and he calls the urinal cakes piss biscuits. And what else did he call piss piss?
It was lemon juice, he called it.
Lemon juice, lemon piss, yeah. I asked him, I tried to coax it out of him. I said, is there anything else you like to describe as piss? And he went, oh, I sometimes call vinegar sour piss seasoning.
But I think, worse.
Yeah, I don't know if that's just him ad-libbing because he knew I was enjoying it.
I reckon he's heard the pod and he was like, I need another mensch and I got to up my game a little bit. Sour piss seasoning.
So enough about piss boys. Should we read out a review to see to reward our loyal fans?
Yes, this is a fairly short one, and it's from Tom 1786352.
All the other Toms are taken.
Very unique surname. Yeah, the first, I'm not going to count that out again.
No,
but just didn't like the podcast. So anyway, so he said, title is great podcast. It's always good. Five stars. Top history and top banter to accompany it. Worthy of a listen for anyone who has ears to do so. So there you are, guys. If you've got a pair of ears, strap us in and give us a listen.
We've not catered to the Braille community, so apologies. Deaf community, not the Braille community.
I was going to say the Braille. I think you mean deaf, but yeah. Deaf people apparently don't even bother, according to Tom. But, you know, if you are, I mean... I was just about to say, if you are deaf, we still encourage you seeing it. How would we? I don't know.
We could get someone to...
Transcripts on YouTube.
There you go. Cross-pollination of our content as well there. That's brilliant.
Another market. Yeah. What does cornered.
Top,
I love it.
What does top history mean? Top history.
I mean, there is only one kind, I assume, isn't there?
This is top
Maybe
history.
It just means the subject matter is good, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I'll take top shelf.
Top shelf history, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Dirty perverts. Cheers, Tom. 01792. You're top man.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, 1786-4352. Yeah. Maybe shorten that in future, just for future reviews when we're reading you out. But thanks, Tom. Thanks,
Tom.
Mate.
One. Have you got anything? How's your week been? What, anything new with you? Your little rat bag.
No, nothing major. I did write down a little thing. I don't know what came to my head the other day. I was thinking about how mad like teachers used to be when we were growing up, and how a lot of them would be sort of sacked today, like today's social media generation, or they'd be filmed on TikTok or something like that.
Social media
viral.
Generation.
Yeah.
You sound so like old.
I sound like I'm 50. You know? But you'll know one of these, right? And I'll get onto that. But one of them was when I was in primary school, there was a teacher called Mrs. Cross.
Yeah,
and boy, was she cross. I can tell you that now. She was always very angry. She looked like, do you know the film Witches, Roald Dahl's Witches?
Yeah, fucking brilliant film.
You know when it's
so
really,
scary.
It's just give me nightmares as a kid. But she looked like when she transforms into the witch, she looks a bit like that. She looked a bit like that.
Yeah.
I think terrifying. Maybe that sort of resonated, brought up the witch's scenes in my head. Yeah. So probably was more scared of her. And she used to like nuggie you, like give you like mini nuggies on the head. And she'd go, whether it was good or bad, if you were naughty, she'd do it. And it was like not quite a full, like full knuckled nuggie, but it was just with one knuckle. And she'd like dig into your scalp. It was really, really painful. And she'd do it if you were bad, but also if you were good, she'd call you a scholar. Oh, teen scholar. So you're a scholar for the non-Welsh speaking. But she'd still do it. She'd nuggie you and go, oh, you're a scholar. And you're like, well, I'm not going to be if you fucking start pushing the soft part of my head in.
Is that why you've got a ball patch now? From her?
Yeah, she got me either side of my my fringe. And it's just destroyed the hair follicles. But, yeah, and it's like, she did it one time to someone. I felt sorry for the poor fucker because she asked him, In assembly one time, what was the purpose of the wind? And we were like in year three. He's like, what sort of fucking abstract
philosophical
question is that? Yeah. And he didn't know, so he was like,
well, I don't know.
Tops in and nuggies. Well, the correct answer was to blow the seeds around the world.
Oh.
And I was like, no one in year three is going to fucking get that.
And that's just the consequences of the wind. The wind might itself just be huffing and puffing about on its own volition.
It's not its purpose.
You know?
Yeah. I wish I had this sort of vocabulary to give that argument back then, and I'd get fucking nuggied for my trouble. Yeah,
fucking, she'd get like a Stone Cold Steve Austin you instead. We had a teacher who I hope is now dead, because she was horrible back then. She was called Miss... I'll just call her Dick. No, Miss Horrid.
Mrs. Dick.
Mrs. Dick. All right, Mrs. Dick. She once lined up the class. We were in year two, so like fucking 6 years old or whatever. She lined us up and said, she made us line up on a good boy or girl side and a bad boy or girl side. So she went, okay, Jess, you're a good girl. Tom, you're a good boy. Me, of course, I was a bad boy. Bad to the bone, baby. Cried my eyes out. Because it was just like four of us or five of us just sat on this other side of the room, just classed as bad boys. Like, we're fucking like six.
Segregated.
And one time she took my pencil off me and she tried to throw it, but she stabbed it into my leg, and I thought I was going to get lead poisoning. And little rapper. Fuck Jesus.
Yeah, those are two pretty extreme examples. I think the stabbing in the leg, that'd be all over TikTok. The other one I was going to mention